Hey guys, welcome to the 50 Cal Studio here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. I'm Brett Fox with my good buddy Bobby Day. And Bobby, Center Target is just exploding right now with action. A lot of things happening around here. Ladies' Night coming up this Friday and every other Friday night. And that is such a good thing. And it's such a fun thing for the ladies.
Yeah, exactly. We got so much going on, as you said here, Center Target, with Ladies' Night being one of those things. You know, Liz, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to meet Liz yet. But Liz is an awesome instructor. She's pretty much our range master right now, and she's retired Navy. Just a bundle of joy to be back there with. Yeah. We've had a lot of people asking about Ladies' Night, and it's back in full swing. We've got a ton of product. If you've had the opportunity to look on the floor here, you can see we got inventory that's got some great sales that are getting ready to come down the pike as well. And also USPSA. USPSA is back in full effect, and we're running that hot and heavy right now.
And I love that. I had a chance back last year to actually witness and watch it when the tables were back there. I was looking through the window there. And Jim invited me to kind of watch it because you had started that. But it is, if you've never seen it, it's something to watch. Even if you don't want to be involved with it, it's fun to watch all the folks out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, like you said, once you come and watch, it's almost like it's addictive. You want to come and shoot it,
sure.
And you want to you just want to get closer and closer to it back there. And you know we're going to get you back there shooting before.
And the thing about it, the thing about it is that anybody can do this. They just have to.
Fact.
How do you go about doing this?
Okay, USPSA is United States Practical Shooting Association, and you can shoot it whether you're a member of USPSA or not. So we usually will schedule an event, a USPSA event, at the range here. We'll put on Facebook, notify as many people as we can,
sure.
Get it out in any different conduit or using any conduit we can to get it out. And then you can just come in. You can show up that day. You can sign up. We've got mechanisms where you can sign up. Bring the weapon. Bring the equipment you've got, the gear you've got, and we'll classify you or put you in a particular class you go in. Go back and shoot these different courses of fire.
Oh, good deal.
You got. So there's multiple courses of fire. There's classifiers, or these events that are called classifiers. And they're shot the same way no matter whether you shoot them in Eastern Kentucky or whether you shoot them in California or shoot them in Russia.
Yes.
They're exactly the spec. In other words, they're the same distance. They shoot the same target, same distance away from the shooter. Everything is exactly the same. That way we got something relative to where you can compare my score versus your score versus somebody that's, you know, in a foreign country or whatever the case may be.
Oh, that's great.
And we've got other events where we get creative. We set up swinging targets. You may have seen some of those.
Yes.
There's shoot, no shoot targets. There's really, really challenging courses of fire. Now, you can shoot those if you're not a member of USPSA. You know, you just want to come in and shoot. Or you can become a member of USPSA. Go online, USPSA.org. Sign up, and they have some things that are member only type deal where you can actually track your scores versus other shooters and see how you are doing against those shooters in Russia or against those shooters in China or whatever the case may be. But the USPSA, it's the largest shooting organization in the United States, and I think maybe second in the world or something, maybe only to Russia as far as that's concerned. But it's a Big, she's huge, huge organization.
And everybody's complaining about daylight savings, not having anything to do through the cooler and cold months ahead. That's a perfect thing to do to get out here because Center Target has the best indoor range I've ever shot at. And I really do. I love coming to shoot here because it's just one of a kind.
Right, it is. And, you know, with the colder months coming up, colder weather, that makes it even more appealing to be able to shoot inside because you don't have to worry about the cold. You don't have to worry about the weather. You know, I myself shoot in a lot of different USPSA events, shoot outside a lot. You know, there's nothing more uncomfortable and aggravating than shooting when it's cold and when it's wet. But we usually have 3-4 different events in the back. We usually run it on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, usually start around 6:00. But it's kind of interesting, you know, the history of USPSA, how that come about. Basically, a group of guys from all different disciplines, you know, law enforcement, military, got together and said, you know, we want to come up with something to test these existing standards. You know, law enforcement back in the day, it was a static shooting. They would kind of stand in a weaver position, shoot at the target, everything stationary, nothing really that that was realistic or practical.
Sure.
Hence the word practical coming in. So they got together and wanted to come up with some different things they could put together that would be something that could test equipment, test a true skill level, and could be used for a lot of different components. And, you know, the Dirty Harry movie. Remember the Dirty Harry movie where they're walking down? He's walking down kind of a Hogan's Alley kind of deal. That was another inspiration for USPSA as well to make something realistic, shoot, no shoot targets. There's a lot of that.
Yes.
And, you know, incorporate speed and incorporate a lot of different things in there. So now you've got some of the best and top shooters in USPSA, you know, military guys, law enforcement guys. Some people say, well, it's not really that realistic or it's not really that practical because it's competition. But I submit to you some of the best shooters in the world are USPSA shooters because here's the end of the day. You can shoot fast and you can shoot accurate and you've got the decision-making ability to shoot versus the no-shoots and all the same. Yeah, there's some things with maybe some reloads or some different issues that may not be as tactical as, you know, somebody would learn from a special ops group or whatever the case may be. But still, if you can shoot fast, you can shoot accurate, and you can differentiate between what you need to shoot and not need to shoot, you know, to me, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. And with your law enforcement background and me being in a room talking to myself for 30 years, it's a big difference. And for a guy like me, actually, shooting at a paper target is so much different than getting out and actually moving. And that moving really helps you get to the process of where you're going to shoot on target. You're going to, you know, you're going to go out faster and so forth. And for a guy like me, that would be the greatest training you can get. And even former law enforcement well.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, regardless of where you are, you know, shooting is a perishable skill.
Sure.
I like to shoot. I like to fight. You know, I like those combats. Yeah. I don't like to fight in the street. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a controlled environment.
Well, at our age, we don't heal like we do.
I don't heal like I used to. I used to not mind getting hit in the head.
That's
now
true.
It hurts me for a few days. And I get sick to my stomach and all that. But this is a perishable skill.
Sure.
Or perishable skills. Yeah. And if you don't shoot and you don't practice these things, you know, it's easy to, even as a police officer, you know, a lot of times police officers don't get the opportunity to qualify as much as they would like to.
Sure.
And, you know, being able to incorporate this or work this into your skill set, I have people tell me all the time, well, I just don't want to come because I don't want to embarrass myself or I don't want to finish low on the list. And I tell people this, it's just like fighting.
Yes.
Or it's just like anything else. The person that's at the bottom of that list is still ahead of the person that's sitting on the couch.
That's true.
You know, I don't care if you shoot a zero. Yeah. I don't care what happens, you're still so far ahead because you start seeing these folks and you every week or every month, I should say, they come back in, it's better and better and better. You see them just getting better. And it is a true testing training ground for not only your skills but also your equipment, you know, your weapon, where you wear your rig at, all the different things that you do. You know, training military and law enforcement folks, that's pretty much been my career. You see people roll out a lot of times and they've got everything they could take on a third world country with everything they've got on their rig, you know, everything set up, but then they try to deploy or try to use that operationally and it's like, okay, that didn't work, that didn't fit, I can't move with this. So yeah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization. It's a wonderful way to test those things, test your skill level, and it's also and I can speak from it firsthand. It's an ultimate way to learn humility as well, because you will just like fighting. You know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose. Sometimes you're going to be you're going to look really good, and other times you're going to look like, does that guy ever shot a gun?
And the thing about it is, even if you've been around firearms all your life, like I have, and you have, and a lot of others, you know, there does get to a point where you know you need that extra training.
Absolutely.
Shooting a squirrel when you're hunting or a deer is a lot different than the training you're going to get. Moving and drawing your weapon and so forth.
Well, you know, and being in the background and career I've been in, I have been involved in some critical incidents. And, you know, and in those critical incidents, not one time has the bad guy ever just stood there and said, you know, locked in position.
Really.
I've been moving. The target's been moving.
Sure.
And there's also been those circumstances or ambient circumstances where okay, I can't just indiscriminately do, you know, whatever. It's exactly. Like this USPSA. You got targets that are shoot, targets that are no shoot, and you were penalized very badly for those times when you shoot something.
Oh, I'm sure.
You
I
shouldn't be, back here.
Cause, oh, I'm sure.
You know, you see those guys, they start shaking their head, and they know you know whenever you've made that that error. But it's addictive, and you having watched it, you can see. I know you're itching to get back there.
it's interesting to me. Any training to me is interesting, and in the fact that I do not have your background, but you know, to me, I want to be the best I can be, right. No matter what it is, and I want to be careful, and I want to know everything. The safety, I just want to know everything, and that's the main thing. And with this, what interests me about this is while watching, is just that you have. Everybody, you have all walks of life there.
You do. You have younger shooters. You have female shooters. You have male shooters. You have law enforcement, military. Yeah. You see the different divisions in USPSA. And I would say, you know, if you're concerned about USPSA or have questions about USPSA, go to USPSA.org and you can look that up and you can see all those different classes, all the different. But don't get too wrapped around the axle about that. If you want to shoot, you come in and say, this is what I've got. Where do I go? And as you said, you know, safety is our main goal, our main priority. Yes. And we make sure we even tell the guys have shot a lot. A lot of those folks back there have shot all their life, but we still do it. It's not worth having anybody get a scratch on their finger.
That's right.
Just to have a good shoot. I mean, we're going to make sure that everybody that comes back there, everybody that goes through the course practices safety and, it's a safe environment and a safe event.
And if you don't know what it's all about, come out and watch for a while and check it out, because it is – that's the way – Jim was telling me about it. He said, come up here tonight. I did, and it was something to see.
It is. And you know, to just follow up on what you said earlier, too, you said, you know, I want to – anything it is, and I'm the same way. You know, I'm competitive in nature, but I also know that there's certain – fields or certain arenas that you're not necessarily competing against everybody else you're shooting against. You're competing against yourself.
Yes.
What your last score was, maybe other people in your division with similar training pitches that you would have. You know, if I just started shooting, I wouldn't try to compare my scores to somebody that was a master level shooter that had shot forever and ever. You know, I would reserve myself to being more concerned about that. But what you said, no matter what level you're at, if you really want to get better at something, you know, I've always said, and I talk about this in training I teach all over the country, is that you got to be willing to give up two things. And it's I practice just like, you know, these are the hardest ones too. So physical being,
yes,
because you're going to get tired. You may have to run. You may get winded in some of the different events. You know, whatever. You're going to get better at something. If I want to get in better shape, I'm going to have to run and. You know, physical being, but also the second thing, and this is the biggest one, is that ego.
Yes.
You know, because I know there's going to be days that there may be days that you go into something and say, well, I know how good you can shoot. I know how good, you know, I know you, you're, th- this ain't going to be anything to you. Or and then you shoot and it's like, I had a bad, there's going to be bad days. I mean, there's
and that's with anything. And you know, all of us, no matter what, all of us have an ego.
Right.
To some extent. And I can understand with you, because I know you're a shooter, and I know that with certain things, I know it just brings you down.
Oh,
it just brings you down a tad. Yeah. And it just eats you. It don't bother anybody else.
Right.
But in your head, it just eats me alive.
But I still tell these guys, and I've told them time and time again, if you finish dead last out of it. If there's 25, 30 people shooting, you finish dead last, you are still ahead of the person sitting on the couch telling you how good they are.
And you finished.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like being a pro golfer.
Absolutely.
Even if you're last, you do something.
Absolutely.
And you get a big check.
But Michael Jordan, you know, he never hit all the shots he took.
That's true.
But he kept shooting.
He kept shooting.
And he practiced.
He did.
You got to practice. I
think with anything, even with something like this, you have to have that. You have to have that instinct and a mentality of where you're going for it, and set yourself a goal. Just go for it. Just set your goal and go for it. And don't worry about how well you shoot or the guy next to you or the lady next to you. Just do it and set your personal goal.
some of the most inspirational people that I've seen shoot USPSA, people that didn't really shoot it that good.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the scores, they weren't really that high, but you could see, I'm getting better. I did better on this one than I did on the last one. Or my reload was really fast that time. You know, they're pointing out those things, as one should, that how they improve, how they're getting better, and what their goals are. And you know, it's not that they're living in their own little bubble, but they are, in a sense, in that, you know, they're very pleased with, how most would say, well, they finished 20th out of 22 people or whatever, but no, they're getting better, and they're realizing they're getting better, and they had fun.
Yeah.
And that's at the end of the day. See people shoot, miss the whole target, miss everything, and be like, man, I had a blast. Next time, I'm not going to do it. And to me, that inspires me, because I'm not giving up, or the thoughts, I'm not giving up, or that's not going to beat me. I'm going to show out this next time.
Exactly.
And a lot of times they do.
And here at Center Target, and you guys, there's a lot of folks here to give you encouragement, to help you. And you have a great facility for this. And you come in here, if you've never, ever been in here before, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. I get people tell me from out of town or someplace that they went there. I've had my brother stopped in here one time on his way down south. Didn't know it. And he was talking about how much he loved it. Wish they had stores like this in Louisville.
Right. Just like you said, you got a lot of different experts in a lot of different arenas.
Sure.
For me, you know, kind of my strong suit was always sniper rifles and bolt action rifles, and those kind of things, and shooting pistol competition, that arena. From a revolver standpoint and from cowboy shooting and all those things, you know, I was like, okay, that's 45 long Colt, that's 350. Yeah, that's kind of my, that was about my extent of my, and still, for the most part, is about the extent of my knowledge. We got guys that are here that, you know, that's their wheelhouse. You know, we got old Bob. I don't know if you've met Bob yet or not. Yeah. Bob's a cowboy action shooter. You know, that was his strong suit. Rick was anything AK.
Yes.
Anything AK.
I don't know how many times he told me I need an AK.
Anything made in Israel.
I didn't need a Glock.
you want an IWI. You want a Masada.
Oh, I have a Masada. I have a Glock. But when I purchased my Glocks here, I said, don't tell Rick. So... But, Bobby, that's a lot of great information for us, and we appreciate it. And, you know, they go online and check it out?
Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
And if you aren't already, like us on Facebook, like Center Target on Facebook. Yeah. And there'll be mechanisms on there to sign up for those USPSA events and see different USPSA events we got coming down the pike. Or you can just show up. There show up with the gear you got. Say, hey, I want to shoot. I'm ready to go. And we'll put you in a category you need to be in, or the classification, and that's based on your weapon you shoot. You shoot production class versus optics and different things.
And don't forget ladies' night every other Friday, this week Friday, and it's 6:50 to shoot, I believe, 6:50 to shoot. If you don't have a weapon to shoot, they have them here. You just have to buy your ammo from here, and it do that.
And they get free instruction.
Yes, that's a big thing.
With that as well. And as I said, Liz is awesome. She's a lot better than me.
Good instructors here, folks. And so, Bobby, thanks so much.
Hey,
this is fun.
You.
We're
going to do this some more. Now.
We're going to do a lot more. Before we leave you today, you know, whether you see this on Veterans Day or after Veterans Day, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Thank you for what you've done for us. We love you. And if you see it after Veterans Day, every day should be Veterans Day, so we thank you. And Bobby, I guess we'll see the folks soon. Like and subscribe, because we want you to see everything. Also, look on the Facebook page. Bobby's always doing something on Facebook for some different things here at Center Target.